Welcome to Writer's Circle Radio, presented by Classical Conversations. Today's episode comes from Linda Tompkinson, in the reading voice of Linda Tompkinson. Linda homeschooled her three children from kindergarten through high school and experienced the joys and adventures right through graduation and college. Linda believes in lifelong education and supports pursuing dreams, whether in the academic, vocational, mission, or service sectors. She delights in seeing well-equipped students positively impact society with a Christ-centered worldview that is dynamic, alive, and full of grace, truth, and beauty. She has been a part of Classical Conversations since 1998 as a director for Challenge B, 2, 3, and 4, as a former academic advisor for Challenges 2, 3, and 4, as a developer and promoter of Classical Conversations Plus College Credit Program, and as a senior advisor of Homeschool Counselor.
Hello, I'm Linda Tompkinson. Dual enrollment? Concurrent enrollment? It sounds like Classical Conversations is more supportive of concurrent enrollment than dual enrollment. Is that true? When talking about college credits for our high school challenge students, we're often asked to explain the difference between dual enrollment and concurrent enrollment. There's also some confusion about how these models work. We're also asked why we prefer one model over the other. We prefer the Classical Conversations Plus Concurrent Credit Program because it honors our challenge programs and allows parents to remain the student's primary mentors and teachers while the student earns college credit. What is dual enrollment? Students who are enrolled in two distinct academic programs or educational institutions are dually enrolled. Dual enrollment usually refers to students taking college courses on top of being enrolled in high school. Extensive long-term dual enrollment may be referred to as early college. Dual enrollment typically employs the university model of segregated learning rather than the classical model of integrated learning. How does dual enrollment work? The university model basically works in the following manner. The college faculty creates a course which is designed and described in the course catalog. A course contains 5 to 7 intended learning outcomes, known as the ILOs. The faculty develops a curriculum with texts, reading assignments, and additional resources to achieve the ILOs. The college educator provides instructions to students through lectures, discussions, and mentoring. Learning is assessed by exams, essay projects, or presentations. All the coursework, the curriculum, the instruction, and the assessment is created and supported by the college educator. In dual enrollment, the challenge students' dialogue and experiences are isolated from the home and the challenge community. In the dual enrollment setting, the students' dialogue and experiences may be very limited, especially if the student takes online courses with no live interaction. This model subverts the parent-teacher authority in a homeschool setting. The college educator assumes responsibility for the teaching and learning outcomes. Dual enrollment classes can be a distraction to the student if they are not related to the student's challenge work. What is concurrent enrollment? In concurrent enrollment, students earn college credit by working through a high school curriculum that is college level approved. Within the high school curriculum, designated courses have the 5 to 7 ILO specified for college level learning. Quote, students gain exposure to the academic challenges of college while in their supportive high school environment, earning transcripted college credit at the time they successfully pass the course. Unquote. This was taken from the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships. So concurrent enrollment is significantly different from dual enrollment because the high school teacher teaches the college courses. This is not a program like AP where tests are used as assessments for a college grade. Actual student work is assessed for college credits. How does the concurrent enrollment work in Classical Conversations Plus program? The Classical Conversations Plus College Credit Program uses the concurrent enrollment model. Specific challenge seminar content and activities have been assessed with the ILOs of specific college level courses and approved for college level credit by our partner colleges. Our challenge curriculum, with its guide, texts, and resources, is used and taught by the parent at home and supported in the community setting in challenge seminars. This protects and honors challenge parents in their role as educators, and it maintains the classical community standard of dynamic interaction and quality conversations. College educators assess the students' assignments, essays, exams, and projects, and presentations for college credit, keeping the ILOs in mind. These college assessors have at least a master's degree in their field of assessment, and they have been approved by the supporting Classical Conversations Plus college partner. The challenge guide assignments align closely with the college level syllabus for the corresponding class. For college credit in some courses, however, additional modifications are required to meet the college ILOs. It is true that homeschool counselor supports concurrent enrollment and considers it superior to dual enrollment. Our college credit program is an extension for our challenge programs. However, first and foremost, we support classical Christian community, and we consider the vigorous challenge programs a great education for high school and a firm foundation for whatever is next on the horizon.
Thank you for listening to Classical Conversations Podcast. Are you curious about classical homeschooling? Visit classicalconversations.com and find a homeschool community near you.